Hi, this is Steve Albrum with Super Anti-Aging Podcast, and my wishes to my listeners, since this is Thanksgiving, a happy, healthy Thanksgiving, and we all need to be thankful for the things we have, the gifts we have, and of course, our most valuable and important gift is our health. One of the things I love about the internet and my ability to do all these searches and daily consult with my integrative doctor, Dr. Podina List, who sees lots and lots of patients and is very familiar with supplements, as I learn something new every single day. I get so excited about learning new nutrition things. And the other day, based on some research on cinnamon lowering TMOA, which is a baddie that can be produced from certain proteins if you have the wrong probiotic. And it's a major cardiovascular risk factor. It doesn't get tested by most traditional doctors. You have to have the Cleveland Heart Lab test and have it done. Well, it showed that cinnamon could lower TMOA. Also, by the way, resveratrol, or an extract of resveratrol called prostastatin, could also lower TMOA. So let me show you my thought process. So I went into the web and I did a whole search on cinnamon studies. Amazing. Antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, immune health, and heart failure, strengthening heart function. Imagine that. And it's so easy, and it tastes good. Well, you can don't take regular cinnamon, because it can have coumarins, which could be a little toxic, depending on how sensitive you are. But it's not in Ceylon cinnamon, which you can use as a spice in your recipes, or just take as a capsule. Now, why is these antioxidants, again, so critically important? Well, one of the biggest problems in the world today, health-wise, is air pollution. It's very hard for most of us to escape it. I mean, if you live in California, or you live in Houston, or you live in Bangkok, or you live in parts of India, it's been related to all sorts of negative health consequences. Heart damage, immune dysfunction, autoimmune diseases. Okay, so while we're trying to clear up air pollution, and as opposed to going around with a carbon air filter mask, I looked up the mechanism of why air pollution might cause these problems. Because you have to look at the science and the reason behind it. Well, it generates oxidative stress. This is a normal process body uses to produce energy and fight infections, but when it's not controlled, you have damage. Well, here's the line of reasoning: that air pollution increases systemic oxidative stress. A search on Google, oxidative stress and health and disease, will turn up all these conditions. So one of our best protection is to up our antioxidants dietary-wise and internally. Turn on our antioxidant system, at the same time taking in food-based antioxidants. Well, what are some of the best sources? Well, certainly the berry family: blueberry, raspberry, strawberries, elderberries. Small amounts of green tea, aronia berry, and you can look that up on the web. Broccoli seed in Vitalica Physicians formula, which is extremely potent. I'll put a little plug in at VitalicaPhysicians.com. You can do a Google search, and if you go into the shopping cart, there's a super special sale. Anyway, why is that so important? Because it turns on the antioxidant system. It upregulates the antioxidant system. So important. And not only that, but a broccoli sprout beverage has been shown to help the excretion of many of these toxins like benzene and formaldehyde. The other issue is the liver, because the liver is responsible for breaking down toxins. And so adding maybe some milk thistle or dandelion or, again, the broccoli seed to support liver function would be extremely important. One of the compounds that helps break down these things is glutathione, and thistle and broccoli seed can help increase glutathione. So that's really, really important. You know, it shocked me. You know, I was looking on Google News, and a famous restaurateur, California, whose family had, was very wealthy and was involved in Hard Rock, starting Hard Rock Cafe. 38 years old, dies of a heart attack. Now, what's more important, having a heart attack is terrible, but the cause was hardening of the arteries at 38. I remember they did some really interesting studies post-Korean War. I think maybe possibly Vietnam War. And what they found was already streaks in the arteries that could be involved in arterial disease. These are young men in their 20s. So it can start so early. And we already know that oxidative stress is involved in the process of increased risk for atherosclerosis. And of course, senility and brain function. And seniors often don't produce sufficient amount of antioxidants in their body, sufficient amount of glutathione made in the body, or upregulating the antioxidant systems. So of course they're going to be more sensitive to air pollution. So it's an amazing concept that breathing the air that's polluted might increase your risk of many diseases. And so we need defenses, and this is where our food and our nutraceuticals are so important. So to sum up, Ceylon cinnamon, lots and lots of berries. Not particularly, in my opinion, a high-fat diet, which can increase oxidative stress. And possibly even, intermittent fasting, some caloric restriction, which again can help take some of the stress off this system, this oxidative stress system. You know, when you process foods, you will, as a byproduct, produce oxidative stress. Let me think. Is there something? Yes. Bilberry. Take a look at bilberry. Very, very interesting. Cardiovascular, supporting the antioxidant system. PQQ. Another interesting nutrient. Quercetin. Vitamin C, but you can't really do more than, 500,000 milligrams of vitamin C because you can't store it. And tocotrienols. Tocotrienols are a special form of vitamin E, non-toxic form of vitamin E. And astaxanthin, a plant or a sea-based compound, algae compound, that also has some potent antioxidant action. So this brings us to the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe so I can do more and more of these podcasts. When I see that number and I know people are getting it, that excites me even more. Download it, share it, put it on your Facebook. This is such important health information. I guess I have lots and lots of more, news bites, but I'll save them for some future podcast. Again, have a great holiday, and thanks for listening.